Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Bet. At the very bottom of the Amud, let's take a look at Mishnah Dalet in this, the ninth parak. Kulita Meit, which means a bone, a leg bone of somebody who died, Kulita Muktashin, or of Hekdesh, and there's only marrow inside the bone. Hanogea Bahen Ben Stumin Ben Nekuvim, whether there's a hole in the bone or not. Tamei, you are tamei. Kulit nevela, kulit hasheretz. But if it's of nevela or dead sheretz, regemim stumim torim. If the bone is totally sealed, then you're tahor. Nikuvim kolshu. But if there's any hole, even the tiniest hole at all, matam maga, minayin shaf masa, and you're even tamei b'masa for carrying this bone. That has a tiny little hole in it. Talmud Lomar Hanogea Bahanosei et Shabal Chamaga Balchamasa Bahamaga Balchamasa, which is Rabbi Kiva's drasha that we saw earlier, and therefore since you will be tame for maga because there's a hole in it, therefore you're also tame maga masa for carrying it. Now Nogea in of a mahil lo. So we said that this leg of a dead person is tamei for because of maga, but not because of ohel. Hey chidami, what's the case? Idika gazayit basar. If there's meat on the bone itself, but on the tamei, if there's a gazayit, that's tumat ohel. So the leika gazayit basar. Okay, there isn't. Vidika gazayit moch bifrim. But if you have a gazayit worth of marrow inside, tuma bokat vola. There's a din of ohel in which tuma that is inside an enclosed place where there is not one tefach between the tuma and the enclosure. Then it shoots through the enclosure. Then be ohel nami litame. Again, you should have tumat ohel. So you got to say now deleika kazayit moch mifnim. There is not a kazayit of marrow inside. Moch mifnim ma'ala rucham b'chutz. Third consideration. Even if you don't have that much, but if you have marrow inside, and our read of it is that it will cause healing to the bone itself, then not be'ol nami litamei, then aver malyahu, then be'ol nami litamei, then it's considered a full aver because of that ability to heal, and therefore it should be matame be'ol midin aver, not midin kazayit, not midin b'kwat v'olav, midin aver. So Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Chiya zotomeret moach yifrim eno malaruka machutz. That teaches you that having marrow inside does not heal the bone in any way, the meat in any way. Now Mayu came to the lake of kazayit. We said that this entire case is where there's no kazayit. Yachi mukdashim amay metame. So why is it kadosh b'mukdashim, which is what we said in the Reisha? The two kulit nevela, the kulit hasheretz kinikvu amay mitamu. So why are the nevela and sheretz, if there's less than a kazayit, why are they tameh just because there's a hole in the bone? So halokasha, resha, like kazayit, sefedika kazayit, which is a little bit unfair, but we're going to say that the resha, the case of the mate and the muktashim, there's no kazayit, and the sefa, there is a kazayit. Umay kamashvan, so what's it teaching us? Mili mili kamashvan, each one is teaching us a separate halakha. Reisha kamashpalan donach v'nim eno mala aruka b'chutz. It teaches you that even if you have some marrow inside, it will not heal the outside. Mukdashim mai kamashpalan, that's as far as the mate goes. What is Mukdashim teaching? Shimush notar miltahi. That which supports a notar, meaning an animal that's notar, is itself considered. Da'amamari ba'avu amarbi yitzchak atzamot kodshim shishimushu notar, the bones of kodshim that supported the notar, metamin tayadayim, hovra sabasis to davar hasur. Because after all, there's a tumat, notar, midrabanan. The rabbis said that notar is metame, so therefore they said that these bones that held up the notar are also metame, hovna sabasista davar hasur, since they were themselves a basista davar hasur because they held up the notar. So nevela fagav de ikar kazayit. Okay, so that's muktashin. Nevela fagav de ikar kazayit. What's the teaching? Nikva in lo nikva lo. The teacher that there has to be a hole in the bone for the tumah to be get out, as it were. He takes a whole different tack. He says that the marrow inside really does help to heal. You skinned it off. If you skinned it off and smoothed it off lengthwise, tmeya. But lerochba tahora. But if you did it widthwise, then it's tahor. Simanecha dikla, just like a palm tree. If you take the bark off all the way around it, then it's not going to, it's going to die. Same thing here. So if you did this shifui all the way around in a circumference way around, circumscribing it, then it would not be able to heal anymore. Yochanan Amar the Olam Dika Gazayit. He has a whole different take, and he says that our bone here has a gazayit of meat. And the marrow does solve it. Our entire sugya started off with the inference that it says Nogaya is Tame, but Mahil is not. He says Nogaya means Mahil. And we have to prove that. Give us a little bit of time. So if that's the case, then why is the kolit of the nevela and sheretz, if there's no hole in it, why are they tahor? If that's because if it heals on the outside. There is a whole kazayit of marrow inside, but it's banging around because it's been dislodged from the bone. So therefore, it's not going to help. So gabe mei tumah bokat ve'olah. In the case of a mate, the tumah shoots up because there is not a tefach between the marrow and the bone. Nevela ken reshkasheshu nikva in lo nikva lo. But the gabe nevela, the marrow really has to be have an effect since it's moving around. Doesn't have any more of a salvific effect on the bone, and therefore, only if there's a hole so that you can have access to touch it is it tumah. And so this supports it. If you touch a half a kazayit of a mate, and in the meantime your hand is over another half a kazayit, or half a kazayit is over you, tamei, you are tamei. So if you agree with this assessment of Rabbi Yochanan, that nogea and mahil is really one thing, I understand why the two can come together and make a kazayit. If you think they're two different shemot, mahil and nogea, then they can't be joined. That's the rule. Has to be the two things have to be two of the same thing. So you're going to tell me that mahil and nogea are the same thing? So Ema Seifa, look at the end of that statement, says, so now, the case we had before is, you're touching half a kazayit, and you have your hand over half a kazayit, or half a kazayit's over you. But let's say you're touching half a kazayit, and you're in a house where something else is on top of you, and another half a kazayit. Then tahor. If nogea and mahil is all one thing, then why are you tahor yet? Half a kazayit plus half a kazayit. Ela kasha resha. Well, that's not our problem. That's also a problem within that Mishnah. The resha and the seifa contradict each other. We're talking here about a very unique case where there's two boxes that are less than a tefach away from each other, and the tumah is on the ground between those boxes. It's all negia. It's not ohel, meaning when you had your hand touching half a kazayit, and the mahil really was touching, but he was calling it mahil because physically you had your hand over it, but because there wasn't a tefach there, you're touching these boxes, it's like touching the tumah. Alright, Numan Tani Dekari Lohel Nogea, so now we gotta justify Rabbi Yochanan's position that Ohel and Nogea is the same thing. Rabbi Yossi, meaning the nomenclature is the same, the Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer. Molotovad Rakav, that's the corpse mold. If you have the full shear of it, Tam Mago Masa Uva Ohel, he has all three. Bistom Masa Ma Ohel, I understand that. Hakatoin Le Kule. In the case of Masa, you pick the whole thing up in the pitchfork or something. Makamaga Kule, or you stand over the whole thing. Elanogea, Holonaga Kule. It's a bunch of dirt mixed in with this thing. You can't touch all of it. So you see now that Nogea and Mahil are the same thing, and for the same rules apply. Ah, Lakhtani Nogea, Lakhtani Mahil. But in that Mishnah, it said Maga and Ohel separately, so you can't say they're the same. Abaye lamata mitafach ohel negia. So Abaye comes up with some sort of a compromise. If you touch lower than a tefach, meaning you're within a tefach of the thing, we call that ohel negia. Even though you haven't touched it, you're within a tefach. Lamala mitafach, then ohel greater. Then it's just ohel. That's Abaye. Rav Amar, I feel lamala mitafach nami ohel negia. He says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's ohel negia in Rabbi Yossi, all the way high. Vehechi dami ohel greater. What's regular ohel? Biam shacha. Meaning, when you're underneath something else, that has this tuma under it, but when you yourself are being mahil, or it's being mahil over you, then that's called negia, no matter how far away you are, as long as you're over it or under it. How will I prove this distinction to you? These are ropes that are held, used to hold up a bed or to keep within a window. They become a division between one floor and the next. So tumah does not come from one to the other. If you stretched it over the mate in the air, then if you touch, remember these are ropes, so if you touch where the hole is, you're tame. But if you touch where the rope itself is, not where the hole is, then you're tahor. Now, if you say that this rope thing is within a tefach of the mate, why are you tahor if you touch where the rope is? Mate pasutoi, that's basically a mate with his garment on. This rope is like a garment. Mate pasutoi metame, touching a mate in his garment, you touch the shirt, you're tame. A lot of the malami tefach must be higher up in the air over the mate. Kakai le nogea, we're calling it nogea. Rabbi Leolam the matami tefach, he says, no. It's back to what I said, Abaye says. It's lower than a tefach. And you were concerned, isn't that obvious that you're, shouldn't it be that you're tame, no matter where you touch it? It's not meipich suto. The fact that you have a rope bed or a series of nets over the mate, but it's within a tefach, doesn't make it his garment. You're not mevatel that to the mate, and therefore it's not part of the mate. So now, if that's the case, why don't we call the mate a buried tuma, bukad ve'olah? Same thing, it should shoot up because it's less than a tefach. And therefore, anywhere you touch the rope, you should be tamei. Or standing over the rope, you should be tamei. So Rabbi Yossi, tuma tmuna in a bukad. He says, tuma tmuna, if it's buried, it's not bukad. With suits, it's a different story. How do we know that he holds that? None. Tevata migdal sheish ba potach tefach ve'ein bitziata potach tefach. So if you have a box, there's an opening of a tefach, but not on the way out. Tuma betocha by tame. So if there's tuma in it, the house that's facing towards is tame. Tuma labayit mash betocha tahor. It doesn't go in the inverse. It goes out of the place, doesn't go in. He says, it is, I'm metahir in either direction because you could take it out in sections so that it wouldn't be tame at any point, or to just burn it right where it is. And then the end of that Mishnah says that if you put it at the doorway and the door of the opening goes outside, then if the tomb is in it, the house behind it is tahor. If the tomb is in the house, this box, or what's in the box is tahor, because not facing it. Vatani Allah Rabbi Yossi Mitaher, and Rabbi Yossi is Mitaher in that case. Now, hey, Ilein HaSeifa, what's Rabbi Yossi Mitaher? The Seifa? Tanakama Inami Tuhor become Mitaher. Tanakama also says Tahor. Tanakama Tanakama Tuma Betocha Abayi Tameh. It goes back to the Reisha, where he said if it's facing front, and if there's Tuma in the box, the house is Tameh. Either because tuma goes out of where it is, or because tuma that's locked in pushes out. Rabbi Yossi, the kamar derech tuma latzeit. So Rabbi Yossi responded and said, "It's tahor. Why? Your first idea that derech tuma latzeit yacholu lotzei lachatzen or from komai." As Rabbi Yossi said, you could take it out in sections or burn it up where it is. It doesn't have to come out. Kamar tuma tuna bokat, and your idea of scrunched up tuma shooting out. I disagree with that totally. So we see here that Rabbi Yossi has this position, the Tuma Tmuna in a Bokat. But now we identify a contradiction within his words. A Kelab Shachal Basar mate. Let's say a dog ate some human flesh. Umeta Kelab Batal Askupa. And he's got it in his belly, and he dies, perhaps from that, and is lying on the porch. If his neck has a tefach around, meviyata tuma. Then the tuma now comes into the house through that. If not. We have to see and see where the meat is inside of him. If it's inside of the lintel, then the house is tame. If it's outside, it depends which way his mouth is facing. Because tuma comes out that way. Rabbi Yoram Teiro Omer, Ein Kachomer, Ein Kachabai Tamei. Thou says Tamei in any case. Now that's, those are the four opinions. My love, so the case again, whereas a dog ate some human flesh, Kazayit, and then he died with it in him, where is the dog positioned? How big is the dog's neck that's going to create tumor for the house? My love, Ein Vetzavara Potech Tefach, Karabi Yossi, isn't Rabbi Yossi talking about a case where the neck isn't that big? Ushma Mina Tuma Tuma Bokat, and why does he say that there's any tumor here? Because he holds that buried tumor does shoot out. No, what he was saying is you have to look at the throat. Rabbi Yossi Matati Pali, he disagrees with the mayor in two ways. Lakula. The fact that his neck is that big doesn't mean anything. You've got to see how wide the opening in his mouth is. And of course, that's not going to be a tefach. Ka'amart al-askupa kula tamei, that the entire porch area is tamei. It depends only the spot from where the mashkof is on an inside, if that's where the meat is. So it's tuma bokat is not the issue here, and he still holds tuma tumuna in a bokat. He had an explicit teacher, Rabbi Yossi Omer, in chalala tuma. You have to see the inside of the mouth, the windpipe, the esophagus. Matana paligale, Rabbi Shimonu, who's the Tana who disagrees and says tuma Tmuna Bokat. It's from Shimon. Tanya of Shimon Omer. Shalosh Tumot Porshot Min Hamet. There's three things that come off of a mate that are different than regular. Shtayim Becholachadus Tashitain Bahen. And you have to remember, there's Tumat Maga, Masa, and Ohel of a mate. And these three things have two out of those three, but it revolves. In Melotovad Rakav, that's the corpse mold. Etzem Kisora, a tiny little size of a barley corn of bone, the golel v'dofek and the tombstone, malot avad rakav matan masav ol, but not negiah, as we said, you can't touch all of it. Hechan magao, so where is maga? Imachat mehen, meaning the other two, golel v'dofek and etzem kisora. Etzem kisora matan masav maga v'ena matan mebo'ol, because it's too small of a shear for tumat ol. Hechan ol, imachat mehen, where's tumat ol? Golel v'dofek or malot avad rakav. Right, so he will say that, and so therefore he disagrees with Rabbi Yossi about the issue of Malot Tavad Rakav, as we saw. Okay, Kuli Nevelah Kuli Sheretz. The end of the Mishnah talked about this bone on a Nevelah or a Sheretz. Tanavaran, Benivlata Velo Bekuli Tzuma. In other words, in a velah, it doesn't count if it's the bone that's all sealed. Yachol afil nikva, I might think if there's a whole tamalomah hanogea yitma, meaning etchef shaligat tamei, v'sheif shaligat tahor. As long as it's possible to touch it, you're tamei. You don't have to touch it, meaning the marrow. So a behema should not be matame while it's got its skin on, because you can't touch the meat. The answer is, animals have lots of holes. Holes in the face, holes in the body that go in. I mean, that's how bodies are. If that's the case, then the fat around the kidney, they should prevent the kidney from ever becoming tamei. The answer is, there's lots of fibers that come out through the chalev, which means there are holes. What if you intended to make a hole in the bone but didn't? Although, do we say the fact that you didn't actually make the hole is a mechusar maaser or not? And the answer, that's not missing. And the minute you intended to make a hole, it is considered to have a hole in it, and therefore there is tumat maga, by the way, even if you do not touch where the hole is. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.